A little bit more neuroscience news. Are you gleefully gargantuan? If so, it might be in your genes. The stereotype of a rotund, jolly person full of mirth may have biological rationale. Researchers at McMaster University analysed 17,200 DNA samples from people in 21 countries. They found a gene called FTO that is associated with a significant 8% reduction in the risk of depression. This gene is also linked with obesity, and that study published in Molecular Psychiatry. Next, turning addiction treatment on its head. A study published in Psychology of Addictive Behaviours by researchers from Indiana and Wayne State Universities suggests that people with addiction problems are less receptive to processing negative messages than controls whilst assessing risk. So it turns out that instead of trying to convert addicts by highlighting the dangers of drugs, due to their brain biology, it might be better to emphasise the benefits of staying clean. Next, unravelling what it means to be human. Published in PLOS Biology, short DNA strands may be key to understanding how humans evolved their higher cognitive functions, like reasoning, flexibility in thinking and planning. Researchers at Mount Sinai School of Medicine looked at the architectural structure of DNA in nerve cells of the prefrontal cortex, so the brain region just behind your forehead, and they compared it between humans and non-human primates. Hundreds of regions throughout the genome showed different 3D helical looping structures. These DNA regions do not code for proteins, which is why they were thought to be junk DNA, but instead determine how the DNA helix packages up into a loop structure. And this may affect how other genes are regulated and expressed, and play a critical role for human brain development. And last up, boosting brain power with a diabetic drug that's already on the market. An FDA-approved drug initially used to treat insulin resistance in diabetes could be used to treat cognition in Alzheimer's disease, according to a study by researchers at the University of Texas Medical School. Published in the Journal of Neuroscience, Professor Larry Denner and colleagues found the anti-insulin resistance drug rosiglitazone also enhances learning and memory by reducing the extracellular signal-regulated kinase, or ERK for short, a protein that's involved in communication between nerve cells. And if you want to find out more about any of these stories, the references are all on our website. That's thenakedscientists.com/neuroscience.